Did Kevin Spacey produce this?
Yes. This is his last production. He was like, there's nothing wrong with this.
This is his Clint Eastwood production. This is like his wet dream when Clint Eastwood did, what was that movie did when the like Clint Eastwood just goes and yells at Chinese people?
Grand Turismo. Yeah.
God
true.
Damn it.
He's like, sometimes you fuck with the wrong guy. Yeah. He's like, what are you spooks
dude,
up to?
You want to talk
it's
about,
like, holy
that
shit.
Was just Clint Tarantino, or Clint Tarantino, that was Clint Eastwood's just daydream brought into a film. He's like, I'm in my garage. I'm the last white guy in this neighborhood.
Dude, how hard do you think the production company pushed to be like, dude, can we please just make it Asians? Just make it Asians. Yeah, we got a chance to make this if it's Asians.
It was definitely black dude.
The first script was just like, what's up, you black pieces of shit?
Yo, it was definitely, that is such a good point.
They're trying
watching,
to steal my fucking car.
I remember watching, I'm like, where are these Mongolian neighborhoods that he's basing this off of?
Oh, fuck, what are they called? The kid who opened with being a feminist was one of them. Kid I told you about.
Oh, what, was he like Cambodian or something?
Yeah, it's like Hmong people.
Really?
If I'm wrong, that's a weird guess. But yeah,
that's
I
a very good point.
The
that
first
script,
rough draft was.
He handed it to Mel, and Mel was like, "Clint, I got to tell you."
No, Mel was like, "This is it. He's like, we're doing it, dude."
He's like, "I'm writing a whole thing about Jesus getting crucified."
Mel was like, "I think my favorite part is when you call them packs of." I'm gonna use that.
That's dude, so funny.
I got a phone call to make.
That's so fucking funny. I gotta call my
I'm gonna
wife.
Use that material. You care if I use that, dude?
I gotta call
it's like,
my
like, nah,
wife.
Take it.
Oh,
like,
my
what'd
God.
You say, packs of? Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would have, dude, if that was black dudes, that movie would have been so much better. That would have been the funniest fucking movie.
Well, you know
on
what's
Earth.
Funny? I just watched Hardball starring Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
I just watched that last night, and that it's funny to watch these.
Did that hold up?
It's interesting to watch because it's
I
just
used to
like
love that movie.
It was great. It was I fucking cried, dude.
G-Baby
died, bro.
G-Baby
I fucking
died?
Cried, dude.
My favorite line in that was when the chubby kid got beat up and he's like, I could tell they were banditos because they had taco breath.
So yeah, it doesn't really hold up in that sense of like you watch it and you're just kind of like it's weird watching people trying to figure out race through movies to where it's like it's Keanu Reeves. And he's like a gambling Irish. They're saying like hardened Irish guys kind of understand black people. And he like shows up to practice and he's like, do you guys ever stop and think about maybe not being mean to each other? And all the black kids are like, huh, good
wow.
idea.
Yeah.
And then like, and then the one part where the kid who's like, you couldn't get on the team because of his grades. He has to like read the book to get on the team. And they're like, what'd you think about A Wrinkle in Time? And he's like, that lady's dumb. She's like, tell me what you think, otherwise I'll call your mom and say you didn't read it. And it's like a dramatic pause, and he was like, that lady's dumb because where I'm from, no one's dad comes back. And then it's like the end scene, and I was like, Jesus Christ. You're, it's funny watching that. Is like, that was it back then.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you gotta go coach the crack babies.
They should have just spliced that in Gran Torino.
Yeah.
And just like the main bad guy in that was Clint Eastwood just keeps showing up to the Little League park and harassing the kids. He's just like, are you monkeys playing baseball today?
Well, like, that's whoa. It's funny watching that and being like that. People watched that and they were like, fuck
sorry,
yeah,
I said
dude.
Monkeys.
No, you're going through Clint Eastwood, dude.
I was channeling Clint.
It was like that was how people were like, they were watching that and they're like, perfect. This is such a good movie. It's a good message. And if you watch it now, you're like,
a little on the nose there.
Yeah, it's just like, yo, bro. It's dude. It's their film of the projects is fucking. It's like as if a white guy was like heard of the projects and was like now write about
like
it.
Fires and
dude, cars are on fire. Yeah, there's like a car fire like every other block. There's just dudes with 40s and like what's up, my mom?
Yelling
dude.
At kids.
It's fuck yeah. Like a kid walks in, they just like smack his fucking face. Yeah, like, get the fuck out of the way. But yeah, that movie I watched and I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah,
and
Donald
still,
Trump watched that and was like, we gotta clean up these projects.
Well, that's what fucking Eastbound and Down was making fun of. When he takes all the young little
the
black kids.
Team.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fucking
dude,
funny.
I watch it. I'm like, fuck, that movie, that show is so funny.
When
much
he when
now.
He gives them that equipment and then a kid steals it and then Stevie rides the motorbike after him. He's like, motherfucker's an assassin. I love that, dude. Stevie flies on that.
But
thing.
It's funny now to be like, that was like the way we were trying to figure out race. And now it's like, Get Out. And it's like, those race movies have been in the pipeline for a minute, dude.
Oh,
they used to be a lot more like under the hand of white dudes being like, and then we came and taught you savages how to play baseball.
Yeah.
And it's like, now it's like, no, you're the savage. And it's pretty, it's weird to watch.
No, true.
It's, watch fucking Hardball again,
Glory. Did you ever see Glory? about the Black Civil War?
No, I was thinking Unit. That. Oh, I was thinking of Fury.
Ferris Bueller helped him out. It was like Denzel. That. I think Denzel won Best Supporting Actor in that.
Did he really?
I think. Huh. Pretty good movie.
Was it good?
But it's also like, actually, that one was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was like the white guy was learning from them.
Yeah. You sick. Know? That's a sick genre. White guys learning from other people. Yeah. Like, wait, I like your ways.
I watched the beginning of, I watched Lincoln again. And at the beginning of that, there's a nice black guy teaching Lincoln a moment.
Really?
It was nice. Like, yeah, these two black guys are talking to Lincoln, these soldiers, and then two white soldiers come up, and they're like, we saw you at Gettysburg, and then they reenact, or they recite the Gettysburg Address, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, we forget the last line, and they all walk away. And then the black guy finishes it
as he
walks away from Lincoln.
Yeah.
Just saying it out loud, and Lincoln's like, huh. Never thought of it that way. Thanks.
Yeah, that's my favorite genre, dude. Of white guy going to an alien culture and being like, wait, your ways are so good.
Yeah.
Teach me them.
Pocahontas. Fucking
Pocahontas.
Avatar. Avatar was just Pocahontas.
I honestly stand alone in loving Avatar. I bought a big screen TV just to watch Avatar on it at home. Because I had an Avatar documentary. I had the DVD when I was married. That was like just my ex-wife had that on DVD, and she was bitching about, like, we need a bigger TV, and I was like, at least I'll be able to watch Avatar on a big screen.
You had a huge fucking TV.
I had a big old TV there.
What happened to that? Ugh, sorry.
Lost it.
Yeah, sorry, lost it in the divorce.
Lost it in the divorce.
Damn, I was going to say, that TV was sick. It was like a wall.
Yeah, apparently it wasn't worth that much when I got divorced, when I had to trade it for my car, but apparently it's worthless. So, yeah, it's all
right,
I guess.
It's like a 90-inch fucking flat
screen. It was 70-inch, yeah.
Phew.
They devalue really quick, but I'll tell you what doesn't devalue. I'll tell you what don't devalue. Honda Civics that you own half of. They're very expensive.
Very lucrative. Very lucrative deal.
Yeah, so I lost that in my divorce, but the...
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I was like, ah, shit, I know where it went.
So yeah, I traded that out for pennies. And but yeah, we were... I was trying to watch Avatar on that, so I'm like, finally we got it. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to watch Avatar and put it in. DVD was scratched. I was like, fuck.
Avatar sucks.
And I was talking, yeah, anyone I talked to about, they're like, what was your favorite movie? And I was telling, like,
you said your favorite movie.
I say Avatar. For a while, I was like, dude, Avatar is easily my favorite movie. And people were just like, that movie fucking sucks. And I'm like, nah, it's fucking sick.
Were you
dude.
High when you saw it?
Probably.
Yeah, that helps.
I just thought
the
graphics were awesome. Yeah.
Great graphics in your high.
I watched Avatar and I'm like, this is kind of what it looks like when you're tripping on mushrooms. And I was like,
yeah.
Nice job, James Cameron.
Cameron.
Favorite movie.
Killer Cam, dude. Yeah, is that who directed it?
James Cameron.
Yeah. Yeah. When the Avatar fucks, that's pretty hot when they fuck with their hair.
That was awesome. All the flowers start blinking.
Yeah,
that was
hot.
I stand by Avatar.
You could jerk off to that.
Yeah.
You could jerk off to that scene.
Those Avatar people are hot as fuck.
Yeah, they were hot.
I love that shit.
I'll give him that. Cameron got that right.
Yeah, James Cameron.
Was dude. Like, how do I make hot aliens?
Boom.
Nailed it.
Blue skin is the hottest alien
yeah,
complexion.
Give him tits.
I've seen jackpot. Pornos like that. Actually,
nippleless tits on blue skin. Pointless tits.
Barbie tits. Let me see them. There was someone, there was like a, when I was, where the fuck, I was in Drexel.
A gym teacher told you that.
No, I was in a big, I was dating, for some reason, I like dated a lot of Asians in one phase. I went to Drexel and some girl gave me a hand job and I shot real far. And she's like, oh, where the hell's you? And I was like, well, that's health. I'm healthy.
It's Eastern medicine.
Yeah.
Oh.
A very hailshy.
A very hard rope. Very strong rope.
Yeah, she made a very hailshy, and I was like, sweet, that's what that means?
You got to see that Scorsese Japan.
No, I can't wait.
There's a Japanese dude. It's all Japanese, so everybody's like, hut!
Oh my god.
He shall know this. But there's a guy who speaks English, and he's like the most stereotypical Japanese voice. He's like, yes. You come out here and spread your religion to us all. It's so funny. He's got buck teeth. He literally
is like a
racist caricature of Japanese man.
Oh, my God.
He looks like old political cartoons of Hirohito from World War II.
Holy fuck. So he went out to cast and they're like, you got the job.
They're like, perfect.
Oh, my God.
At one point, because the way they get you to apostate is they put a picture of Jesus on the ground. You're supposed to step on it.
Yeah.
And it's like a very dramatic moment, and he's like, step on your Jesus.
Oh, so funny. God.
Step now on your Jesus.
Holy shit.
All right.
All right. That's an hour 20.
You're fucking exactly like Norm MacDonald. You know, Norm MacDonald was obsessed with my fucking wife when I opened for him. And all weekend, he'd be like, you know what I miss about Cassie? Like, when she would leave the room. And he, like, did it all fucking weekend. And he's like, I miss that. He's like, you know what I like about young women, especially, you know, girls named Cassie, is the longing in her eyes. Same shit nice all weekend.
Move. No, I'll lay off.
But cool. I'm about to
tell me about Two Sisters.
Did you ever see The Other Sister, that movie?
No, what's that?
No, you ever seen that movie before? There's a fuck. I'm gonna butcher it. From what I remember, there was this. It's like about this guy who falls in love with his sister or this girl, and then she has a retarded sister, and he cheats and starts like hooking up with the retarded girl, and like he fingers her in one scene. It's fucked up.
Jesus. And it's called The Other Sister.
I'm only hoping though that I am totally like. Sometimes I'll see a movie and I kind of like make up what it's about if it's been a while. But I'm pretty sure he like. I Am Sam, the two retarded people cohabitate.
There's a movie where the other guy is fucking a regular lady and then cheats on her with her sister who's retarded and he fingers her.
Look, Google The Other Sister.
But he doesn't know?
I think he does. I think he just rocks it out.
Who plays the guy?
I don't know. I got to find out. And I got to find out, too, if this movie's probably just like a coming-of-age tale of two sisters with no guy fingered.
What do you think I Am Sam's about?
It's two retarded people cohabitating. That's what it was, right?
No, a little girl.
What was that movie where like they get a room together and they read a book on sex and they're like, I want to do number two.
Nah, this is the one where Sean Penn falls with a fucking cake. Doesn't he fall down a flight of steps with a cake?
Milk?
The court. He falls at the end of that. There's a court tries to take away the kid because he's retarded.
Because Sean Penn is.
Yeah. And then a judge fingers Sean Penn. Because you can figure retards. That's a Shyamalan type twist at the end of that Other Sister movie. It's like, you're cheating on me?
Dude, yes. I love how Matt was like, I haven't seen it in a while, so I might be making this up.
I hope you made that up.
That'd be
up,
so
dude.
Sick if you made that up.
Please.
I gotta watch this again. I'm gonna have to watch it. And damn it, dude. I think this is the thing where, this is where the two retarded people get like a house together. I don't think anyone fingers a retarded person in this.
Well, I got to be honest. You might want to fucking package that idea and send it to Paramount or something.
What happens in the movie where they get a house?
They just get a house together and like learn how to be a couple.
Is it a fun house?
Is it an apartment?
Just bouncing around for a half hour?
No, it's an apartment. Yeah,
we live here now.
I got to watch it again because I'm convinced there's definitely a scene in it where a girl smashes glasses and lays down. And a guy like fingers her on broken glass. And she might not be retarded though. But...
Dude, this is the best movie review I've ever heard.
It's that and Little Children. The movie Little Children? Did you ever see that?
I give it two thumbs down. I also give it two fingers in a retarded girl. All right. What's this new one?
Little Children. That movie is good.
Middle Children.
Little Children.
What's about that
about? It's like a new mom and a new dad, and like their spouses are busy, and they start meeting up at the pool. And like, I think it's Helen Hunt, and this dude just fucks the shit out of her in the basement.
Damn.
That's all.
I just keep thinking you're just not remembering like the Little Rascals, right?
Yeah, Little Children, I highly recommend.
It's also funny that every one of these movies, you think the climax and point of the whole plot is just some people fuck. It's like, yeah, and they hang out and then he fucks her in the pool shed.
And then that's it. And then a bunch of stuff happens. And
yeah, I honestly can't tell you the ending of that movie. I have no idea. I'm like, damn, Helen Hunt gets this shit fucked out of her on a drying. She's like on a dryer, and it's like,
ooh, doubling down on that vibe.
Nice. Saw Armageddon. You know, that's like about these guys on an oil rig, and then they get on mainland, and a meteor's coming, and then the guy puts animal crackers on this chicken and fucks her. That's the whole movie. That's the whole movie.
That's really how my brain summarizes
movies.
He
fucks her to a song that her dad
by Aerosmith
wrote. What a nightmare.
Fuck,
damn.
That's such a good way to remember movies.
Just the only thing that matters is the plot until the first
sex
scene.
Well, it's funny because that is what Monsters Ball really was.
true.
That's the whole point.
That's actually all I remember about that movie.
Well, that's like when you're 14, that's the only question. You're like, do you see tits?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
And you're still doing that.
Dude, who's that guy, Vincent Gallo? Did you ever see Buffalo 66?
Oh, yeah, dude. He lets Chloe...
You meant that totally different.
What?
Nothing.
Oh.
Did you see tits?
No.
Okay.
What's Juicy Tits?
No, I'm
yeah. God damn, we sound so fucking hot right now.
If I sniffle during this, you gotta forgive me.
You have the sniffies?
I got fucking allergies.
Oh, dude.
I forgot how bad I have allergies.
Yeah, man.
All of a sudden, I was like, oh, am I getting a fucking cold?
Nope.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm a retard. I get this every single year.
Yeah, I suffered. I would get like sinus infections for years, and I just didn't. I was just convinced myself I didn't have seasonal allergies because I'm like, I don't get those.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, Brittany convinced me to start taking Zyrtec, and I never have that problem.
They seem to get worse every year.
Yeah.
They seem, yeah.
What's this planet trying to buck us off?
This planet's trying to stop us, dude.
We're fucking fleas, dude. This planet's
pretty fucking gay.
You think so?
Yeah.
Were you ready for a space station?
I live very, yeah, I could live in a space station pretty easy. Just give me a fucking, you know, a nice recliner. Dude. I could just float in the vacuum.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I've been watching The 100. Yeah, you got a lot of problems, though, when you live in a space station you got to deal with. Yeah, air quality, radiation.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, space justice is pretty wild.
Yeah.
They just let you out into the fucking abyss.
Really? You walk the plank?
Sort of. They put you in a chamber, and then they shut the pressure lock doors, and they open it up, and you go flying.
Yeah, out. So exactly like walking the plank.
But yeah, exactly. Exactly like walking the plank. But they do, you know. It's weird, too. I was talking to my friend. You know how many people, like, believe that, like, if you get a tiny hole in an airplane, like, it automatically, like, sucks everyone out and everyone dies?
Yeah.
Someone was saying that to me the other day, talking about air marshals. Like, yeah, you can shoot someone, but if you miss, everyone dies. It's like, pretty sure a plane could sustain, like, a bullet-sized hole. There's like a lot of people who are probably. Like, if there's a tiny hole, everyone just gets like sucked out.
Yeah,
like,
it instantly
becomes a gravitron.
It's like in movies. Yeah, I don't know.
If everyone just goes.
I was just watching The Gray. You remember that? Liam Neeson when he fights all those wolves?
I don't remember.
Dude, it's fucking sick.
I bet. It sounds
like awesome. Liam Neeson's like a, he works at this oil drilling thing in Alaska.
Yeah.
And his job is to like keep wolves away and like predators and stuff. He's like a sniper. And then on their flight back to the Continental.
He's just a wolf sniper. The old
lower 48. Yeah, he's a wolf sniper. The plane crashes and then the survivors have to try to get out, but they land and a pack of wolves hunts them the entire time. It's pretty fucking sick.
Neeson's there though.
Neeson survives the crash.
Is his gun gone?
Gun breaks.
I would assume now his gun broke in the crash.
Yeah, otherwise it'd be a pretty quick movie.
So, yeah, exactly. Like,
here's dumb wolves. So I can kill these.
So what do? They just run from the wolves all the time?
They run from the wolves, and the wolves kill all of them.
Except Neeson?
Nah. Spoiler. Yeah, everyone dies. It's pretty fucking sick.
That's pretty cool.
The way Neeson dies is fucking sick, too. He's got those fucking airplane bottles. And he makes, like, claws out. He breaks them and makes, like, claws out of them and fights the alpha.
It's not even a spoiler. Like, I'll watch that.
Yeah, just to get to
I could read the script and watch
stick
that.
Stick around after the credits. That's all I'm saying. Stick around after the credits.
Get a little Marvel action.
But what was funny is it reminds me, the reason it reminded me that both the plane crash and the wolves, I don't think wolves have ever killed people.
You don't think so?
I think I read that.
Wolf never killed someone.
I don't think wolves attack people that are alive.
Really?
Yeah, like ever.
That would make sense because they kind of slowly became our friends. Like wolves would just circle the perimeter and we would leave them little bits of food and they slowly got domesticated.
You know what? I'm not even going to. I was going to Google that. Fuck it.
Someone's got to have died by hands of the wolf.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, there's no reason that. Yeah, I can see that. I mean,
you hear them in every fucking myth as like the problem, like the big bad wolf and like
the
St. Francis with the wolf.
What did St. Francis
fucking
do?
There was a wolf that terrorized a village.
What'd he do?
Then he went up and fucking was boys with it and said, everybody in this village better be nice to this fucking wolf.
All
friends.
He probably crunched the numbers.
He probably Googled it and was like, you know, I don't think anyone's ever been killed by a wolf.
I have to know.
That's
this,
a bold stat, dude.
That's a fucking
I'm taking a
bold
shot on that.
Stat. Let it hang.
I'll tell you, I bet wolves have killed kids that have been left around.
Yeah.
I bet they've killed.
Well, there's that.
Hurt people?
Oh, they've definitely hurt.
Like, no, I'm saying killed someone that's, like, wounded
and
stranded.
Them?
Yeah, but I don't think they killed people.
There
like
was
a grown man. I don't think they would. Yeah, but then again, they attack like, fucking
What was that Planet Earth thing with the cities? And they had, like,
Jaguars in India?
No. Well, did you see the other one where they threw the African village would throw the bones outside and let, like,
the hyenas
come?
Yeah.
And it was, like, a pact they made with them. Like, we'll throw you bones. And the hyenas became friends with them.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Hyenas I think
definitely
get
claim definitely some fucking lives. Yeah.
Yeah, they have, and that'd be a horrible.
Well, that's why they're not allowed in the Lion Kingdom.
True.
That's why they have to sit on the edges of the Lion Kingdom.
Yeah,
That's based off
fact. They have to stay in the bones.
Yeah, it's based off fact. They have to stay on the bones, but only the bad lines, the smited lines live.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to go down with that ship.
Take it, dude.
Wolves have never killed a guy.
Bam. Done.
You heard it here first. Man, if I'm wrong on this, it's going to be like you thinking there were guard cats. Like, that this was is going to be one. Fully fucking retarded.
Yeah, thinking there were guard cats was definitely a low
dude,
point.
I have been staying at my parents' house the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got some family drama.
Does that dude only fuck the reigning king and queens of pop of his time?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
I mean, this is too much, dude. I shouldn't even be on the air right
you
now.
You shouldn't, dude.
I'm just giving out fake news. I don't mean, know if this is...
That might be Russian propaganda.
This could be. Someone told me... Someone, a little birdie told me that Australian kid... Was the choreographer? He was the choreographer
makes
for NSYNC,
sense, dude.
And then he was working with Britney Spears, and he fucked her, and that's who that was about. But wasn't that about K-Fed? Who knows?
No. K-Fed was
later.
That was
that was
later
during the downfall.
K-Fed might have been her first. That was her husband.
That was the downfall of Spears.
No, oh yeah, that was after she ruined it with Timberlake.
Yeah,
after she destroyed the relationship.
Fuck Timberlake, dude. Spears was the best.
Well, she and then dude, she met up with K-Fed, and K-Feezy, dude, was that dude was a sick pop phenomenon that kind of came out of nowhere, and everyone was kind of like, "Fuck this guy."
Yeah, he wasn't even he was a backup.
He's a rapper.
He was a backup dancer.
He had a rap song.
And then decided to make music.
What the fuck was his rap song? It was about like fat asses. It was like Brazilian word for fat asses, and he just was like, I forget the fucking name. Yeah, it was fucking song.
K-Fed was kind of ahead of his time on the fat ass train that was coming with rap.
Dude, yeah.
I mean, it's always been there, but.
Yeah, maybe he got back.
Yeah.
But he took it to another level. He went global with it, dude, where he like took, it's like Papa Zal. Papa Zal, Papa Zal. I swear to God, that's Papa his word. Pa, it's like Papa Zal. That's K-Fed.
I was thinking Papa style. Choppa style. Papa Zal. Papa Zal.
Yeah, it was Papa Zal. I swear to God. That's his song about fat asses.
The kid that Michael Jackson raped fucked Britney Spears.
Cucked.
And Cry Me a River cucked Timberlake. That's what Cry Me a River is about.
And that's what R. Kelly based Trapped in the Closet off of. It's all one big fucking incestuous blur, dude.
Wow.
I mean, think about the world that Britney Spears was part of, dude. That was like, that's fucking virgin sacrifice, dude. We just put them, instead of like stabbing them and draining their blood, we like put them in fucking slut outfits at 16. We're like, what?
Yeah.
We're not fucking her. We're just kind of like jerking off to her secretly. Yeah. That's a fucking weird, the pop thing is a weird, weird endeavor.
And wolves don't kill people.
True.
Never have. Not only don't.
Never. Not in history.
No guy has gotten killed by a wolf.
Not in the history. I wonder who first laid that fact down to wax.
Me.
It's like thinking about some dude with a feather and a quill, and I was like, something else I've noticed. There's never been a wolf mentality. I mean, there's definitely like pit bulls that have killed people.
Pit bulls are worse than wolves.
I know.
All right.
Oh my God.
I got to find this out.
You got it. You got to fucking Google your fact to see what's good.
Hit pause for one second.
All right, let's do it. We're back.
I mean, I got to be honest. I don't think I've been this far off on a cool fact in a while.
Where'd you get that? Where'd that come from?
I have no idea.
That's fucking wild, dude.
I think I've been telling people
that wolves don't kill people. Damn, dude.
Now, granted, there were three in North America in the last 50 years.
What, three wolf
casualties? In all of North America.
Casualties?
So Canada, Alaska.
Okay. So you're not that far off.
And those are three. So I'm talking, that doesn't tell whether the person was wounded or it was a child.
So it's wolf attack.
Wolf killing someone.
But, yeah, I mean.
But the country with the most, this is the first thing I saw, which when I was like, I don't think it's any. And then I Googled it and this stat came up. The country with the most extensive historical records is France, where nearly 7,600 fatal attacks were documented between 13th century to 1920.
So wolves like the French.
Wolves love eating French people.
That makes sense.
But 7,600 from medieval times to World War I. And I mean, those people were fibbing. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, they're definitely putting up low numbers. So you could say, the odds are in your favor if you encounter a wild
definitely
wolf.
Not zero.
Yeah.
Which is what I was hinting at.
Well, that's well, a hot
not even hinting
fact.
At. Just saying
I don't
it.
Think there's anything that hasn't killed somebody once.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like
why.
Someone's definitely died as a result of new socks before.
Or yeah.
Like they put on new socks on hardwood floor and we're like, whee! Like, whap, dead. That's, dude, I'm glad you dispelled that. I'm glad you dispelled that on
air. In a half century up to 2002, there were 8 fatal attacks total in Europe and in Russia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, there's Peter and the Wolf.
Yeah, there's all those facts. Yeah, there's all those myths, I mean. But you know what? I don't believe Wikipedia. Wolves have never attacked someone.
True.
Wolves have never killed... all right. I'm talking predatory, unprovoked killing of a human.
That's what I'm
human.
Saying, too, dude. That's what I'm saying.
So, like...
like, they don't hunt and eat humans.
Ever.
Yeah. Because they know we'd be cooking up... they know we'd be cooking up all that good shit.
Ever. That's a strong fact. Okay. Look, I'm standing by it.
Dude, so I... you know, I did Ancestry, and then I did...
and the Australian kid definitely fucked Britney Spears. That's... and that's what Crimea River's about.
I'm standing by that, and that's what fucking Trapped in the Closet right. was based off of.